Hello everyone, I'm Wen Yu from the Third Institute of Oceanography, Ministry of Natural Resources, China. This poster shows the main results from the Chinese monitoring cruises after the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear accident. In the upper left corner of the poster, there is a drawing of my 8-year-old son showing the transporting processes of radionuclides released from the accident. China is very close to Japan, and the accident caused great concern on marine environmental safety, especially seafood safety in China. In order to better understand the distribution of radionuclides released from the accident in the Northwest Pacific and their potential impact, the Third Institute of Oceanography implemented 10 monitoring cruises from the year 2011 to 2015. The sampling stations of each cruise are shown in Figure 1. These stations were divided empirically into three regions, the northern region, the southern region, and the region close to Taiwan Island. Figure 2 shows the surface distribution of cesium-134 in June 2011. Most sampling stations are on the northern side of the Kuroshio extension. The maximum value of cesium-134 was found to be 757 microbecquerel per liter. The profile of cesium-137 is shown in Figure 3. The cesium-137 activity was higher at the northern side of the Kuroshio extension than that at the southern side, revealing Kuroshio's burial effect. In the meantime, the radioactivity in the subsurface layer is higher than that in the surface layer. Figure 4 shows the linear plot of cesium-134 and strontium-90 against cesium-137 in June 2011. The slopes of cesium-134 and strontium-90 are 0.983 and 0.029 respectively. These ratios are very close to the relevant Fukushima released ratios of 1 and 0.02. Figure 5 shows the distribution of cesium-134 at a depth of 200 meters in November 2012. According to the model simulation results, it will take years for the radioactive substance to reach coastal China. However, this is only 20 months after the accident, and cesium-134 was found close to Taiwan Island with a value of 2 microbecquerel per liter. After comparing the temperature, salinity, and potential density, it is confirmed that radio cesium was most likely transported to this region with the subtropical mold water. The last figure shows the temporal variation of cesium-137 and cesium-134 during 2011 to 2015. Radio cesium levels in Region 1 decreased significantly in the first year and remained relatively stable in the subsequent years. The radio cesium levels in Region 2 peaked in May 2012, probably due to transportation into this region from Region 1. The level generally declined after that with some slight variations. Region 3 is far away from Fukushima, and as discussed before, we believe that radio cesium traveled with subtropical mold water and reached this region. Thank you very much for your time and hope you like it.